thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Over the Counter in partnership with AmerisourceBergen and Good Neighbor Pharmacy. I'm Miranda Hester, and I'm an editor with Drug Topics. I'm joined today by Mark Silagy, owner and pharmacist at Gateway Pharmacy, a member of the Good Neighbor Pharmacy Network. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Gateway Pharmacy was recently named a Pharmacy of the Year finalist as part of Good Neighbor Pharmacy's annual ThoughtSpot conference and trade show. Each year, the award recognizes pharmacies that have gone above and beyond for their communities and displayed excellence in patient care and innovative pharmacy practice. Mark, congratulations to you and your team members on this amazing recognition. I'm excited to hear about the vital role that your pharmacy plays in your community and how you've continued to build that local legacy. But to start, can you give us a bit of background and history on yourself and your pharmacy?
Absolutely. So basically, Gateway has been here in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania for since the 1950s. And then in 1982, my dad, Mark Sr., and his partner, Henry Catra, they both purchased the store and have been running it since then. And so of the two families, it's my sister and I, my sister Jennifer Urso, and Henry's kids, Nicholas and Kristen Catra. We've basically started when we were about 6 years old. A good funny story. I know six sounds young to start a pharmacy, but my mom would get tired of dealing with me. So she would send me into work with my dad. And that's when I started at Gateway, pricing different things up in the warehouse and just kind of, you know, puttering around as like a 6, 8, 9, 10, 12 year old would do in a pharmacy. So I've had many, many roles here. From stock boy to pharmacy register to pharmacy technician, and then to pharmacist, and then finally to pharmacy manager and part owner. So that, I mean, that's kind of my personal role here. And then as far as the store goes, like I said, we've been here since 1950. We purchased the store in 82. It's been a staple of the community since then. You know, we've just been trying to offer as many services to the community as we possibly could.
Okay, so can you tell me more about the Phoenixville community? What is your patient population like? What are they looking for from their local pharmacy?
Absolutely. So the town's pretty interesting. So in the like in the 1800s, Phoenix Steel started. So it was a huge steel town, and as a lot of Pennsylvania towns who had steel or coal. In the 80s, they closed the plant basically. And so the demographic really changed from a booming, you know, popular town. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Blob. It's an old movie about like a horror movie. And that was like the biggest thing about Phoenixville after the plant closed was that was filmed in Phoenixville. But so the demographic really changed basically in the 80s, and it became kind of a town where money wasn't flowing, the plant was closed. So we had a lot of older people who stayed, and then a lot of people who left and went to the city or went to more prosperous areas in the area. So, and then in the 2000s, mid-2000s, they decided that they were going to try to revitalize the town. And they started, you know, opening up Bridge Street to have some new restaurants and different pubs and beer gardens and things like that. And it's just taken off in the last 10, 15 years. So we have a really diverse population. We have those people from the old school blue collar steel mill. We have, you know, new millennials that have moved in town who really love the bars and all that stuff. And so our population is really, I don't want to say unique, but really wonderful, because we have everybody from older people who've been here for, you know, 50, 60 years to people who just moved here maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. So it's a great community. People come together and it's a small community too. So a lot of people know everybody. And there's a lot of names that you see, like you'll see a name, you're like, oh, that's a Phoenixville name. And so it's a really great, diverse and vibrant community.
Okay, so let's talk about your approach to patient care in relationship to Gateway Pharmacy. What kind of experience do you strive to provide your patients, and how do you and your staff members make that a reality?
Yeah, so I mean, the thing that I always thought about, a couple things actually. So the one thing I always thought about was going to the pharmacy or going to the doctor is not really always the most exciting or pleasurable experience. I mean, when you're sick or you don't feel well, or you have something wrong with you, you know, obviously your mentality changes than if you were, you know, going to get a breakfast or, you know, going to go shopping for clothes or something that you would enjoy. So I try to impart that sort of mentality of the patient that not everybody may want to be here coming into us. And so our goal is to try to make it as easy and as pleasurable as possible. And so being that we are a small community, it's nice to sort of greet people and try to know who they are and remember them. I can say, you know, that some of our staff are just so amazing. I could point out Tricia, our general manager. She knows so many people by name, goes right to the basket when she sees them, doesn't have to ask the name. And we don't always necessarily require that of everyone, but that type of mentality that, you know, we're here for you, we know who you are, and we're ready to help you out in any way we can, I think is good, not only for us, but it's great for someone who doesn't want to be there. And it sort of helps smooth everything over, and you leave feeling good about, you know, trying to not necessarily fix, but sort of treat what is wrong. So we're making a bad thing a little bit better. And I think that's, as a pharmacist, a lot of our goal, because, you know, we don't prescribe medicine. So we can't say, well, you know, this is the drug you take, but we can sort of communicate it to the patient. I mean, that's really our job as a pharmacist. I tell people, you know, they don't pay me to count pills. They pay me to talk to you. They pay me to sort of communicate and work you through the process of getting a prescription. So I think that our staff really tries to impart that as best they can, and to just try to make the experience a little bit better.
That's great. Thank you. As those in the industry know, pharmacists' role and value in the healthcare system has been increasing exponentially for many years, even prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. Mark, can you discuss how Gateway has grown and evolved its services and offerings over the years to meet the changing needs of your patients?
After COVID-19, we had a number of things in place that we really saw started to take off. A lot of them, the biggest one was obviously the immunizations. I mean, we always did immunize people. We did flu shots yearly, and we do shingles shots and pneumonia and Tdap. But obviously with the COVID-19 vaccine, that was a huge thing. We really had a great response with our customers and actually the community at large, being able to provide it, you know, through a couple other different organizations that we worked with. We also do medication adherence, the SMM program is what we call it, which really tries to help people not only get their medication every month or every 3 months, but also to try to keep them on track to take things. We are now starting the diabetes prevention program, which is headed up by Nick Catro, one of the part owners. And that goal is to try to capture people who are pre-diabetic and to sort of teach them a way to avoid you know, getting diabetes through lifestyle changes. We also have a compounding lab, which we do a lot of different stuff. Some pet medication. We do some programs for patients who are unable to take certain dyes and fillers. We have actually, which has really been a robust thing, is some long-term care homes, which has been a wonderful, wonderful experience for us, because we found that in the community, there were a lot of smaller group homes that, you know, had maybe 5, 6, 7 patients where they all lived in a home and they had patients taking care of them. And they were not getting the type of service from their previous groups that we were able to provide. And it wasn't that we were doing anything really all that, you know, phenomenal or new. It was just that, you know, we basically work personally with them to sort of blister pack their medicine, you know, do a monthly cycle for them, provide them with medication records so that they're able to give the medicine to the patients. And that's been a wonderful, wonderful windfall for us. We're really proud of that program. One of my personal favorites is doing a lot of pet medication. And I mean, it's been really a great experience because we're finding that, you know, as an independent pharmacy, you know, you're a lot of times priced out by the bigger guys as far as prescriptions go. And this was kind of an opportunity once Amerisource was able to get us a contract to do pet medications that we could sort of become relevant in that space. And that's been great. And it's, you know, you're not dealing with insurance companies. So that's something that's been fantastic. You know, we had a mobile app before, which has been used a lot more. We instituted a text function, which everybody texts now. I mean, it's just amazing how, you know, 90-year-old people, they text, which is fabulous because I think it definitely sort of helps you communicate better. You know, we do a lot of over-the-counter stuff, and our gift section is just phenomenal. We have a great candy case that we just put in a couple months ago, and people have really responded to that. So we do a lot of different things. You know, after COVID, during COVID, we really didn't change anything other than that we made it more accessible to people. You know, if people wanted to do curbside, we did curbside. If people wanted delivery, we did delivery. And so the good thing about it was doing the vaccines and getting more exposure, I think people started to see all the things that we did, which was really great because, you know, we kind of always did these things. It was just sort of letting those people who didn't know about us already kind of see all the great things that we did.
So Mark, can you tell me about the mobile vaccine clinic that Gateway had during the COVID pandemic?
I mean, we had a great partnership in town with the mayor, Valley Forge Fire Company, West End Fire Company, really, and Phoenixville Emergency Management and Phoenixville Hospital. Basically, we kind of all got together in a very serendipitous way. And it turned out that, you know, I could get the vaccine, but they couldn't. But I didn't really have the people to provide the right volume of shots. And we kind of got together and, I mean, we did amazing things. I think we've probably vaccinated over 10,000 people at this point. You know, it's been a wonderful thing. We would go to a couple schools. So we did Phoenixville Area Middle School. We did Phoenixville High School. Did ONJ Roberts Middle School, and we did ONJ Roberts High School. And we also provided a number of different vaccine clinics together with them. It was a wonderful experience, and we got to really know the mayor, who is an amazing man. And we got to know a lot of the community even better than we already do. So it was fun. I will say this, it was fun because we really all, it's amazing what you can get done when everybody is on the same page and has a common goal. And I think we really did that. And, you know, we've created partnerships for the rest of our lives with that.
So it's so inspiring to hear how you and your team have continued to go above and beyond for your community during such a critical time. Independent pharmacies are known for their ability to provide trusted and high quality patient care, but there is so much more that goes into running your business behind the scenes. How has being a part of the Good Neighbor Pharmacy Network helped advance and optimize your pharmacy's operations so you can focus more on delivering the best care possible?
Being a part of AmerisourceBergen and Good Neighbor Pharmacy has been integral, even particularly with the COVID-19 pandemic. So the interesting story we kind of had was We had initially signed up. We knew that this was going to be something that we wanted to be a part of. We just weren't sure what we were going to be able to do, whether it was just a couple people here, or, you know, just the local population. And as I said before, it turned into a wonderful thing where we did the high schools in the area and a lot of the community. When I worked with Mark, our business coach, I mean, he really gave me the ideas like you can do more. You can do more than a couple hundred people. And he sort of laid it out that it's like, look, if you guys really want to do this, you can do this. And so with Amerisource having the Pfizer vaccine, and I'll be honest, I was incredibly intimidated by having ultra cold frozen 1200 shots of Pfizer sitting in a freezer in my pharmacy. I was nervous about that. You know, I don't want to screw this up, basically. My sister and I kind of sat down one day and we said, can we really do this? And we talked to Mark a little bit and then we talked to our group that we were working with and we said, let's do it. Let's get this done. And I mean, it took off from there. And I said to Mark, I can't thank you enough for sort of inspiring us and for Amerisource being able to provide us the shot. What happened in our county was the local health department sort of took over initially, and they did these mass vaccination clinics, and that was great. They did what they needed to do, but they kind of cut a lot of the local smaller groups out. And so we weren't able to get a lot of the vaccine through the state. So when Amerisource stepped up and said, look, we have this available, it really gave us that opportunity. And I said to Mark, it's really nice to be able to play, you know, to be able to play in the game. It's like that old, you know, put me in coach kind of thing and see what we can do. And I think when you see the numbers and what we were able to do, and if you look at the vaccination rates in our county, we definitely had a hand, our group definitely had a hand in vaccinating a lot more people because Amerisource put us in the game, basically.
Okay, so as mentioned earlier, Gateway Pharmacy has been named a Pharmacy of the Year finalist by Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Mark, what does this recognition mean to you and what are you most proud of?
What am I most proud of is I think the fact that this nomination is not, you know, just for the owners or me or my sister who like we're on the, you know, or my dad who are on the cover of the thing. But it really, I mean, is a testament to everyone that we work with, all the employees here, and a testament to the community because, it's been difficult for independent pharmacy. I mean, in the last 10, no, really, since I've been out, last 16 years, it's been a difficult drive. You know, there's a lot of competitors, a lot of big chains. They use tactics where you have to go to them, for monetary reasons. And, it's really a testament to our customers who stuck with us for years and years and years, who didn't have to come to us. So this nomination really is we wouldn't be here without them. And so it's a great honor. And I think it's well-deserved from all groups, our customers, the owners, and all our employees.
That's wonderful and best of luck to you. So to close out our conversation, what are some of your biggest priorities for the year ahead and what excites you most about the future of independent pharmacy?
Yeah, I think we're excited to see what happens with the new vaccine in the fall. We're going to plan on, vaccinating as many people that want to get vaccinated. We're planning on, doing flu shots, which I think is going to be another big thing. It's been really a good scene for us. What am I most excited about for independent pharmacy, I think, is being independent. I think that gives us a really good niche. Like we said, the competitors, they basically force you there. You're not happy to go there. You go there because you have to. And so by being independent, it allows us to sort of stick and move and kind of figure out different things and how can we help this smaller group or how can we help this smaller group? And when you get enough small groups together, it starts to snowball and you start to pull people together and you start to have a little bit of a network. And so that's what I'm interested in is not necessarily getting, you know, the people who can't come to us, but getting the people who want to come to us, and getting those small groups and finding enough small groups together, to make a big group and to thrive and to grow and to do new and different things.
Thank you for listening, and we hope to see you next time at the counter.